not gay. He's not gay. He isn't gay. I am the straightest man. He fucks and sucks off men.
Your shit's over here, brother.
Yeah.
You gotta get go over. Around. Just walk around the table.
Start recording.
Oh, I did.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
About a minute ago. Uh-oh.
Suck my fucking dick. Ian Finance. Mister wakes up at 11:57 a.m.
In Chinese.
Ian Chinance. Get on the mic.
Comedy All Works right. Denver. He's got a Comedy Works Denver
great
zipper
club.
Hoodie on.
It's a great club.
Now, and yes, I know you did this. The last time you performed at that club, you wore that on stage.
Nope.
Yes, you did.
Wrong.
What'd you wear?
I wore...
Wait, talk into the microphone.
Yeah, why do you...
Wrong Nicholas. I wore my button-up shirt and jeans and sneakers. Mm. And they graciously gave this to me. And my other hoodie is covered in cat hair.
They gave you a free hoodie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I used to get shirts from every comic club.
They said they only give it to people with a big dick.
Yeah, I would ask for them.
Yeah.
I should have done that because I give away... Like, if someone from the staff's like, I love that shirt, I'm not going to make them buy it.
Yeah.
But I would like a little moment. I love the club.
So, yeah. You give them 10% off.
I don't really... I haven't worked there in a while. Off, yeah. I also don't think they listen to the show and won't get back to them. But I have stolen so many mugs from Caroline. Realistically, I've probably stolen 8 to 10 mugs from Caroline.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, every time I'm there. There's one time, I think the weekend I did there, I put like 4 or 5 mugs in respect. My backpack.
Big respect for that move.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah, dude, I want some schwag.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Some schwag.
It's nice getting, honestly, if you're a young comic and you're at a comedy club, you should be stealing the silverware and the fucking.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
anything because yeah. They're fucking you.
The
you're,
toilet
you're,
paper.
If you're middling,
yeah, $100 a show.
I used to take meals, extra meals.
Yeah,
and bring them home.
That's good.
Shout out Comedy Cove in New Jersey.
You should take the pussy from the waitresses and the silverware from the kitchen.
That's yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then
Coke
not do
from the dishwasher.
Not do your set.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. If you're young, if you're an I'm clearing my throat because of the wire.
Yeah.
So that's gonna do it. If you're a young aspiring comic, listen to Nick Mullen. Steal food or steal forks and rape waitresses.
What I was didn't the say rape.
He no, said take
stop.
The pussy.
What are you
he
doing?
He said take the pussy.
Yeah. Did you paint our friend in that
yeah,
light?
But in the way that in High Plains Drifter, Clint Eastwood's character comes to town and he shoves the woman into the barn and has sex with her.
Yeah. Wasn't that rape?
No, because she liked it.
Yeah, if she comes, then it cancels
it's
it
out. Interesting. I was not aware of that loop, that legislative loophole.
When was the last time you stole something?
I steal from the airport every time I take a flight.
Yep.
Yeah, LaGuardia, we've been over there.
Yeah.
We talk about this a lot.
I steal water bottles.
I stole a neck pillow.
I've got
neck
into
pillow. That's grand theft.
That's 40
that's too
bucks.
Too much, bro.
That's the one thing you should be stealing at the airport.
Because
it's a single use item. You're going to forget that neck pillow every time you go to the airport.
Totally. Mm. Yes.
Okay.
And I did forget a neck pillow, which is why I stole a second one. Because I did steal the first.
From where?
I don't know, like one of those Hudson News offshoots.
In New York or coming
LaGuardia, out? Yeah.
And what time and date was this?
Adam, I will not give in to your trickery.
Oh, fuck, dude. My body hurts so bad.
Yeah.
I had so much pork. I had so much fucking pizza.
I need to irrigate my fucking nose.
Yeah.
I have to...
I was smoking. I was eating. Fuck. I was smoking. I was dripping tinctures down my gullet.
You were very high.
I was higher than my dick. I was higher than giraffe pussy, as a matter of fact.
You never heard that one, Ian?
No, that's great.
That
you've
one.
Never heard higher than, you never heard higher than giraffe pussy?
No, oh, that's awesome.
Gas prices is higher than giraffe pussy.
That's great. Yeah,
he's ecstatic.
Oh,
he
loves that.
Really did something.
Oh, I cannot
so
wait.
Happy.
I mean, I remember
the
I remember.
Chance to say that.
Yeah. Interesting.
It warms my heart how happy that made me.
Oh,
look
God,
for
that was great.
It's so funny because it's just a hack comedy line.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you just see it in nature, Ian being like... Perfect.
Perfect. I can't wait to be driving home with Elders and be like, damn, that overpass is higher than giraffe pussy.
Yeah, you're going to overdo it for sure.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
You're going to overdo it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gripping the mic like this. Maybe this will help.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
I wish I knew what actually made the cracking noise.
I think it's just, I don't know, some gay shit.
Yeah.
You look cooler when you hold it that way.
Yeah, it's kind of a pop punk vibe.
I am, dude.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the tracksuit, you look like you're about to lay it down.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me see your pussy. Let me see your tits. I'm going to take out a gun and make you suck my dick.
Fred, Fred Durst? Fred Durst? Yeah. Like Fred Liverwurst?
Fred Liverwurst.
Fred Liverwurst?
Yeah, I'm just eating bologna sandwiches. Please suck me, suck me, suck me, suck me, please.
Blimp biscuit.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay.
You know he was getting some nice fucking Topperillo.
Corn syrup.
Yeah. Corn syrup.
Well, I'm not, I have nothing going corn-wise.
Corn kernel.
I'm sort of invoking Paul or Fred Durst. With
Paul.
Paul.
Who's Paul?
Well, the other guys. Paul Durst. Ringo, George, and John.
Wasn't that the guy from The Sting or whatever? Or
Sting.
The Sting,
no,
you're right.
Stop.
Robert Durst, Robert Durst. Robert.
Oh, yeah.
That was Robert
the Jinx.
Durst
was
the Jinx. He just got sentenced.
Yeah. Damn, you fucked that up, Stav. You must be higher than giraffe pussy. Nice.
Anytime Ian tries a new catchphrase,
so cute.
He's getting sound cued.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I think I went down the one way street.
Okay, what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
What does it mean?
It's not even funny. It's not even close to funny.
It's a catchphrase.
At least higher than giraffe pussy makes is like, a lot of sense.
It evokes something
it's
that's
very funny that
high.
you can freestyle a whole song. You're a comedian.
Yes.
So you have this other skill that you can do fairly competently.
Yes.
But if someone says do a joke on the spot, you panic.
No, I do jokes on the spot all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of my sets, I just ask for a suggestion and just go off.
You know what I think you should do? You should make an album and name it.
I was intentionally doing something big.
Name it Comedy Coltrane.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Dude, I should do that and try to do 25 of those sets in one night.
Yeah, that's Aaron. Aaron's. Comedy Coltrane.
Comedy Coltrane.
That's pretty good. And you're in blackface on the cover.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you should be.
What a name.
That's awesome.
Comedy Coltrane. Was Coltrane even like an improv jazz guy?
Yeah, he got pretty loose. Dude.
But
yeah.
Any more than like all of jazz was kind of improvisation?
I'm not qualified to answer that question.
Yeah. Adam still got 10 more years of being a classic rock Jew before he changes up to jazz Jew.
Oh, at 50, it's jazz and Zionism.
Jazz, a different 25-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes.
Zionism.
That's the Robert Durst documentary is the jazz Jew.
The jazz Jew. That is definitely a type of Jew.
Mm.
A jazz Jew?
A jazz Jew. Woody Allen transitioned into one, right?
He was always one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jazz is fucking gay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Metal.
I'll listen to it sometimes, but I know it's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah, I don't know why I'm
give
doing
me, this. You know what's better?
Ska.
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Some noodling.
If you want real musicians.
Some good old noodling on the guitar. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Steve Vai.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I love listening to some old blues.
Although it's probably cool to do heroin and
banana,
jazz.
Yeah, that's
it. You never hear about anymore Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah?
I feel like you used to have to hear about that fucking asshole.
Well, you
constantly.
Lived in Texas. You lived in Austin.
Yeah, but even... Well, maybe that was it.
I think that's probably it.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like jazz...
It's like me being like, you know who I never hear about anymore? Fucking Howard G.
Yeah.
I don't hear about Cal Ripken Jr. anymore that much.
Yeah. I don't hear about George Thorogood too often.
Yeah, who's that?
George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Bad to the bone.
I didn't know George Thorogood was a Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah, it was George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
That's where the
bad to the bone.
That song sucks.
What? Fuck you, dude.
Bad.
I'm a fan.
It's a good catchphrase.
How is he in it fucking? Bad.
Bad at the bone.
Bad at bone at the bone.
Opposite day.
It's not. It's regular day. No, we established this on the last episode.
No, it's opposite.
Yeah, but that was yesterday.
So you admit yesterday when I said you had a small dick or whatever I said that I was correct yesterday.
I remember that.
So if that is precedent, if yesterday was regular day and you agreed to whatever I said about you either having a little dick or being gay or whatever, that sets the precedent that follows us into today.
How about a movie called
I rest my case.
A romantic comedy called Opposites Attract, and it's about a gay man and a straight man that fall in love.
That's Ian's life story, dude. Yeah. That's
Stop.
What he's trying.
Opposites Attract, starring Matthew Perry and Ian Feigen.
Stop. Let's act out the trailer
the
right now.
The craziest thing is, I'm not gay. Ian's like, yeah, me neither.
Me neither. Want to come over and listen to my ska album? I was in a band.
Yeah, I'll tell you some stories.
We're two straight guys together at last.
This is what God would want.
You
want
to go to the book fair?
Ian, are you now doing an impression of yourself?
I'm doing an extreme Delaware accent.
Right.
Because I'm bad to the bone.
Nice. That's a good catchphrase. Okay. Yeah. I love
you. You should do that.
That's a good catchphrase on stage. Yeah.
That should be your first Al
you should
special.
Be, yeah, you should be like a leather jacket Bill Hicks style comedian.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Just chain
I love
smoking.
When Ian makes Fidance points.
Tell it like it is.
I love when Ian makes points on stage.
Yeah. And the Delaware guys are okay at comedy.
Yeah. Ian Fidance the above average guys.
Like who's ready for your next comedy? Yeah.
And the Delaware all right.
And the solidly but not crazily above average comedians.
Ian wanted to show us a documentary on George Floyd yesterday. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Boys
George
Floyd.
What the fuck are you talking about, no, Adam? It was Michael Brown.
Oh, Michael Brown. Sorry. Yeah.
George Floyd and the Delaware Destroyer.
Wow, were you guys up to it, dude? Did Delaware do it all?
Delaware did it all, man. Delaware's a shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you going to move back, become a state senator?
No.
That would be awesome. Local celebrity Ian Fidance.
Old Amtrak Ian.
Amtrak Ian.
Yeah. Yep.
You get your fucking Joe Biden on, dude. Your Robinette on.
Mm-hmm. Me and Joey Bides.
Do people in Delaware like Joe Biden?
I mean, they did. I think everyone kind of hates him now, but there's a massive pride about him for sure.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The local boy done good.
Yeah.
Where would you rank yourself on the favorite Sons of Delaware list?
Well, number two, probably, because first is the worst, second is the best.
That's a good catchphrase.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are some other famous Delaware people? Okay, I love you. That's awesome, man. That's fucking sick, dude.
Nick looks sad.
No, I'm just
We've all been ravaged by the cabin.
Yeah.
Eldis was here one day. He's like, well, I feel good.
Yeah. In fact, these are the only times I don't feel sad is when
your body is so ravaged.
When I feel fucked up, I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to feel
this is how I'm supposed to feel.
This makes sense.
And I'm just hanging out and trying to recover. Yeah.
A nice dinner out with friends, people I love, family, and I'm still like, is this all there is?
Right. Yeah. But eating cold pizza from 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Your friend is shitting himself.
Yes.
On the couch. Yeah.
The dog pissed in the house.
The dog shit in the house.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's okay.
Fucking whore. She didn't get on any car. She did a good job of getting it on hardwood.
Yeah. I've trained her.
To shit on hardwood?
To shit on hard surfaces.
Dude, one time I went back to
her. Is that why she kept trying to shit on my dick?
Yeah. That's why she was trying to shit on my washboard abs.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
So anyway... Yeah, we all feel like shit.
About like an underground dog fighting ring in China.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say an underground dog railroad.
Why don't you take that? Why don't you expand on that?
Yeah, let's.
What happens there?
Where like adopted dogs go underground
to escape
to different
like
adopted
slaves?
Places.
Terrier Tubman.
Yeah.
Terrier.
Sojourner Woof.
Yeah, that's good. Sojourner Woof is really good.
Sojourner Woof is fantastic. Uh-huh. Oh, damn. I mean, look.
W-E-B Deschound. How do you say that?
It's Dachshund.
Oh. I'm pissed off at that one.
Yeah, that's
hey man,
Dachshund
look,
annoys me
those
too.
Dudes, W-E Dachshund, W-E-B
those
Dachshund.
Those dudes set the bar higher than giraffe pussy, bro. And you. Okay, I love you.
I love the talking after it's supposed to land. And you just begging for anything. For
that was for listeners at home.
Trying to sustain the momentum of the crowd.
And you.
Hoping to trick them into giving you enough of a laugh to go on to the next bit. Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude, last night was great.
Yeah, it was a good
night. We had some pork shoulder. Mm-hmm. Well, Eldis made delicious cornbread.
Are you done with the underground dog railroad?
Oh, yeah. What about this dog fighting ring in China, Nick?
Oh, yeah. So like, it's like the pit. Like in Showdown Little Tokyo, we watched. Right. It's the Southern Fighting Ring. And then there's guys, Chinese guys waving money or whatever. And before the fight begins, a Chinese guy comes out and he goes, "Food fight."
That's good, man. You got Ian in a major way with that one. Yeah, Ian's done.
Well, I'd say when he's on, I just, you know. It's,
of course.
It's like giving candy to a retard.
Yeah, it is.
You're
it
like, really what's
is.
That behind your ear? A Snickers bar.
Oh!
Yeah. And what are you? You're 23?
This guy.
Oh, you're
this
a big
guy.
Boy now, huh?
Wow, what are you? A guy, you're a grocery store employee?
Where did you
you're
work?
Wearing your
Look
own?
At him bag them groceries up.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah.
That could be a good catchphrase for you. It's like
what,
giving
bag
candy.
Bag them groceries.
No, it's like giving candy to a retard. I love
you. Yeah, that's good.
It's like giving candy to a retard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't like it?
No, I don't
too,
like that.
Too problematic?
Yeah.
Like Underground that. Dog Railroad, where are they escaping from?
Abusive homes.
Okay.
In the south?
Underground railroading.
From Michael Vick's house.
Yes.
Michael Vick and Anthony Fauci.
The man did
a homosexual relationship.
Michael Vick has done an incredible amount of good for the dog community.
The man did his time. He fucking, we went to jail. He fucking started a bunch of charities.
Under the radar.
Not for nothing. People way more mad about that than Anthony Fauci, you know, trying out makeup on dogs.
That's true.
For himself.
That's true.
Dude. Under the radar, Michael Vick has been doing incredible things.
No, he rules.
For dogs and animals, and he doesn't want press about it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Truly contrite about
his
past.
Yeah, 100%.
It fucking rules, dude.
And
I love that.
I love the Clinton Porter's thing. He's like, come on, man, he was fighting some dogs. he had to walk that back immediately.
No, I mean, I feel that way.
Of
it's
course.
Like, what the fuck? Who cares?
Yeah.
Literally, who gives a shit?
I know. It's like the NFL had people who were just beating their wives. Just
beating their wives. Like, their brains are deteriorating. Yeah. They're murdering each other.
But whatever. Good for Mike Vick.
Yep.
A Madden legend.
This is a pro Michael Vick household.
100%.
Without a doubt.
He was such a fuck. He was so awesome to watch. And the only, and you know who broke his single season rushing record for a quarterback?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Sort of the heir to the Vic throne, if you ask me. The next version of Mike Vick.
Eagles.
He plays for the Baltimore Ravens. Fuck the Eagles.
Fuck the Ravens.
Fuck the Eagles. Fuck the Steelers. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Oh, I can't wait. I've already shit 3 times. It is 1 p.m.
Really?
I think I took 7 shits yesterday.
Yeah. I woke up at 6 a.m., took a fat shit of Runski. Then, I swear to God, I heard someone knocking at the door. I was fucking scared, dude.
Oh, yeah. There's ghosts. Apparently.
We think there's ghosts here.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Oh, that's awesome. I was hoping this place
I would
was
love,
haunted.
You know, we should transition to just being a paranormal podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should
dude.
Just have. We should just switch to some gay theme.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last year, the show, it's, yeah, true crime or one of these fucking things. And you know, but we got to find a way to not do any work.
We just hire like an intern,
yeah,
to do all
just
the research,
give me the fucking paperwork.
Yeah,
we pay a minimum wage.
Man,
we pay
it's an intern.
Him.
We
what
pay
do you
them
mean?
Nothing.
$7.25.
Huh? We pay her nothing.
Pay her
yeah,
nothing.
Pay her nothing.
Yeah,
she's got to walk around here in a little fucking. I want to see her. I want to bend over. See a little bit
see
of
a
the,
little bit of
a little of the cat.
See some pussy cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. Just an imprint of it.
Yeah,
pussy in her breasts also maybe.
Absolutely,
you
her
can
breasts.
See yeah, her breasts.
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking that I was going to bring that up next.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk to her.
Give her a slap on the ass.
Well, you don't
say,
get to talk to her one on one.
No, I'm going to talk to her about how NYU is stressing her out.
Yeah. You take her out for coffee.
Yeah.
To talk about how stressful college is.
Yeah.
Be like,
her future.
I remember being there 20 years ago.
I was there. I was there just like you.
Well, it feels like yesterday.
Yep.
9/11 hadn't happened yet. I was in college.
Still 10 years away.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's a great idea. And she just writes scripts for the show, and we just
recite them. Exactly.
Because
That's the next step. The effort of talking for an hour. We need to get that out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
We have
streamlined.
Just
gotta
chip away at it 3 seconds at a time.
Yeah. Okay, I love you. Well, if we could get some AI generated script, first we could read it. But then you'd think over time it'd be able to just call our voices together. Yeah.
It's funny how
it'd probably
like,
be better than the actual show.
This used to be like, oh, wow, you get paid to hang out with your friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, this feels like chemotherapy. I thought it was like hooked up to a thing. Yeah. I just got to sit in a chair in a waiting room.
Yeah, it feels like we're in the Mickey or the Ronald McDonald house right now.
Yeah. But we're in one of those comfy recliners.
What the fuck is the Ronald McDonald house?
It's
a house
for
retards.
That are gonna die.
No, it's a house that families stay at. When their children are getting cancer treatments at the hospital.
What I thought my entire life was that it was like a clown house for mentally retarded
people. No. It's not. But that would be more fun.
That'd
be a lot. The vibes
would
be
also,
a lot better.
That's what the Ronald McDonald house sounds like.
It does.
Where you get a bunch of retards, you give them chicken nuggets. Fucking Ronald lives
Grimace
there.
Is there.
The house is painted red and yellow.
There's no hallways.
Candy
it's all
stripe.
Slides.
Yeah.
Ball pits.
Yeah.
Sounds fucking sick. You know what I'm saying? You're not for that, Ian?
No.
Why?
He's nervous. Something's going on.
What happened?
What's going on?
Yeah. What happened with your temperament? You were nothing. So happy minutes ago.
Something's up here.
I was just hoping after one of those sentences about retards, it would turn into a catchphrase.
It's like giving candy to a retard.
Okay, I love you.
Oh, so that was anticipate. I thought you were anxious, but you were having a mental breakdown
for a second there.
You looked really scared.
My time at the Ronald McDonald House.
Were you really there?
No.
But
I think they're in. Are they in every town or in every city? There's got to be one
in every town.
Yeah,
in every town in America, there's a
wherever there's like a huge children's hospital.
Okay,
is it
different than every?
I've
city.
Never seen a Ronald McDonald house in my life.
Really?
Never.
I've seen
I think
multiple.
It's just the restaurant. They just
are you thinking of McDonald's?
Up. Yeah.
Fuck, you're right. I am.
I'm thinking of the restaurant McDonald's.
Yeah, they're like all over, right?
I had my fucking. I think it was my first birthday party at McDonald's.
That's sick.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
The pictures.
Do you remember your first birthday party?
No, I got pictures.
Oh.
Yeah. We used to go to the ground
just ramp. Cherished pictures.
Cherished.
Your first birthday party at McDonald's.
I love it. Elvis wasn't invited. We didn't know his bitch ass yet.
Yeah. Aww.
But my boy Pete was there in a little carrier. He was like 4 months
like
old or whatever.
Like a dog carrier?
No.
Like a cage?
Like a baby carrier. Oh, okay.
Oh, you didn't have him. Oh. I thought that's what I thought you had.
You held it like a handle.
You held it.
Like you fucking have a little thing and it goes.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
You know what I'm talking
about. No, you definitely held it like a cage.
Look, bro, you hold it like this, and the fucking baby's in here doing this kind of shit.
Like the car seat carrier.
Yeah, there's like a...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A tube.
A little door. A grated
door. There's no door. There's no door. It's all open.
And there's a little bottle with a mouthpiece for him to suckle on the water.
A little wheel for him to run.
There's no wheel. You guys are thinking of a terrarium.
There's wood chips.
No,
there's like a heated
there's
lamp.
There's no door. It's a fucking open car carrier that you put a baby in. But yeah, that was a good ass time.
Remember when McDonald's used
or maybe
to be
I was
like
three.
A restaurant?
You were three?
Maybe I was three.
That's like
yeah. You shouldn't have. If I had a kid, they would not be getting a first birthday.
What, dude?
First,
cherish memories, brother.
No,
the whole family's. It's not about the kid. It's about you and
it's
your friends.
The family.
Yeah,
and everyone shows up to see the baby.
What friends? What are you talking about?
Like in a theoretical world where you have a baby.
Yeah.
You invite me, Adam, Ian, Eldis, Will over. We do a bunch of cocaine. The baby's crying in the corner.
Uh-huh.
That would be pizza. Just every day.
We're
until
celebrating.
The kid's three or four. So the kid can remember things.
Yeah. And then you got to get it together as a father.
And then on its fourth birthday, then we
decide to show up.
Then we hit fucking, you know, we go to the shooting range.
Yeah. Right. We go to the one that Chris Kyle murdered that guy at.
Yeah, that's
other way
that's
around.
When you have the baby
oh, really?
Birthday.
The guy murdered Chris Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very funny. The guy had like PTSD or something. Chris Kyle was like, "The answer is more guns."
Yeah. We're gonna get falafel and we're gonna shoot guns.
he was doing guns as therapy.
Yeah. Oh damn. Well, yeah, you take him to that. Mm. Yeah, I'm excited for somebody to have a baby. Who's it gonna be?
Adam's pregnant, I think.
I am.
Congrats, man.
I haven't really announced it on the show. I was trying to keep it private.
It's in your ass, the baby?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I got Adam pregnant when I fucked his ass.
Yeah, get him.
Ian and Adam at a fertility clinic. Doctor's like, well, it's not really how it works.
Yeah.
But maybe if you keep trying.
Yeah. I won't give up.
If
you can fertilize an egg, maybe
we're
just
pregnant.
Adam bent over.
Yeah.
Why am I the mom?
In like a children's a room that's already
and
done
Adam's
up for
sobbing, a kid. And Adam's sobbing,
and
I'm like, don't worry, we'll go see Jazz
Adam
after this.
Adam bent over in a nursery clutching a Bible just saying, please.
Please,
as he gets
time.
Fucked in his ass.
Please this time.
That's awesome, dude. The technology's got to be close to be able to have a baby in your ass.
Well, it'll come out of the ass, but I don't think it'll be...
But da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Robo-hole.
He's just a gay guy who gets pregnant in his ass. That's the worst X-Men.
Robo-hole.
Yeah, I don't really... I'm not strong. I'm not fast.
Yeah,
but
I can't really beat up bad guys.
I just found out...
This is a school for extraordinary children or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, my name is Ass Pregnant.
Okay.
He's like, can I go on the plane to stop Magneto? And they're like, I mean, what would you do? And he's like, I'd get pregnant in my ass.
Maybe if Magneto has like a gay henchman.
Yeah, I don't really know.
He can fuck my ass.
I don't really know how that's going to happen.
Magneto's gay.
Oh, interesting.
So you get him to get the guy pregnant.
And then you have his
dress
kid.
Him up like
and
then a you slut. Have Magneto's kid.
And Magneto's like, well, I'm going to blow in his ass. He's a gay guy.
Yeah.
He can't get pregnant.
He can't get pregnant.
And I already have AIDS.
That's right.
Yeah.
Magneto has AIDS and he controls the molecules.
Yeah, and he was in the Holocaust too.
Yep.
Just he's like the ass pregnant is doing karate against Magneto, and then he just like rapidly shits out like five babies and it like propels him up. Like
yeah.
And then he's behind. Like he's using that to fly.
The babies is fuel.
Yeah, it makes it.
Oh, interesting.
Just, yeah, so he's like.
Yeah. and then he shoots babies out of his ass.
He can fly. So they're like, what utility does ass pregnant have? And he's like, well, technically I can fly because I'm just shitting out
I'm
infants.
Constantly shitting out babies.
And do they die from the infant?
No, they just turn into like,
coins?
No, they like rush
he's
whoever.
Not Jewish.
Oh, I thought it was like Sonic or something.
You're thinking about your people.
You're saying when a Jew dies, they become coins?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
It's like when Yoda fades away.
Yeah.
It's like a piggy bank being smashed over.
Yeah. And depending on how good you are, it's the better kind of coins.
Yeah.
So you got ass pregnant. This
all right, we're back. Pregnant. We're talking about how we're not doing bits anymore.
Yeah. And the baby, the babies will like swarm whoever he's fighting.
Yeah.
And then they bite him.
Oh, that'd be annoying. Yeah.
And all the babies are HIV positive. So they're getting, and they infect you.
That's really good. Yeah. That's actually
turned
out
trying
to be...
They're trying to breastfeed on you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's good.
He could fight Magneto.
He could absolutely beat
Magneto. And
they're
naked, so that if you see them, that's child pornography.
That's child pornography.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's like a side story. There's a whole spin-off comic series that adults who read comic books are into because it's for adults.
Uh-huh.
About Wolverine accidentally touching ass pregnant and then absorbing his AIDS.
Ass pregnant. Yeah.
And then he has to go live in the wilderness and deal with being HIV positive.
Right.
And it's actually, it's for adults.
He never fights. He like reads books mostly.
Yeah.
It's like slow, but the art is really nice.
The only thing he fights is acceptance of the fact that he has AIDS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what X-Men is all about, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Racism.
And being gay.
And being gay.
That's why gay guys love
That's why Bryan Singer wanted to direct it, because he's a rapist. Mm-hmm. And he didn't feel that there's enough, you know.
Acceptance?
Yeah, he's like, the X-Men is about having parties where you... Sexually molest 17. You drug 17-year-olds.
I kind of feel like, to some extent, Bryan Singer's rape has been accepted by society.
Literally, yeah, dude.
Yep. Well, you can rape... Who's he raping? 17-year-old boys?
Yeah, well, that's the story. That's like the rumor is that, you know, he just fucking, he has these house parties. Basically, everything Kevin Spacey did, Brian Singer has done something similar. But Spacey got canceled and Singer just fucking beat the charges.
Because no one knows who he is. Like, most people, like, everyone knows Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, honestly, that is the real answer. It's fun to have some, like, larger conspiracy about, like, David Geffen protecting him because there's, like, some, you know, network of.
For sure. Which there probably is.
Yeah.
Well, it's just.
But at the same time, it's like Kevin Spacey, like, that's everyone Kaiser knows who he is.
It's also kind of like that.
Everyone knew he was gay for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also, like, part of the, like, boundary crossing is, like, older gay culture,
right?
It was already, you know, subversive anyway, so the older gays are more touchy.
Sure.
You know?
Well, what do you mean? Because they used to be able to fuck 16-year-olds?
No, it's because they used to be able to fuck 16, because they used to not be able to fuck anybody.
Right, so it's like,
so gay sex was, you know,
it's illegal, you might as well fuck a,
exactly,
a sexy lacrosse player.
Yeah, you've seen Cruisin'.
I haven't, actually.
You haven't? No, I watch that movie every day.
But I have seen the way Tim Dillon looked at a lacrosse team when we got roast beef together in Boston.
Yeah.
And I saw in his eyes a hunger, a homosexual hunger.
There's steam coming out of his ears.
Yeah, sometimes, sometimes, yeah, boys show up and he turns into the alligator from All Dogs Go to
Heaven. Yep. Yeah. Ooh, he's over you, Adam, by the way.
Me?
What? And Wardell. He says you guys are both too old.
That's cool. No, I really skated by that on that.
Yeah, one time he was just going into like detail, but it was like not graphic detail so much as like, you know, it just reminds me of like, imagine like those Jewish boys that are always laughing. You have a sleepover.
Yeah, yeah, he always talks about having a sleepover with me. Yeah. About how like, you know,
yeah,
it wouldn't be for sex, but then when the lights go off,
it would
off,
be fun. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he would fucking lull you into a sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
And by the next thing you know, you're getting your dick sucked.
I just like the attention.
It's over now though. Don't worry, you're too ugly.
Yeah.
Well, now
you've aged out of
how's
it.
That feel? Now it makes Adam want it even more.
Now I kind of have it.
It'll never happen.
Now I kind of missed that boat.
You did.
Or that, I guess, whatever.
I'm sure there's other not successful fat gay guys that'll.
Yeah, but the successful.
I know one really in Delaware.
After the podcast ends, Adam's going to be in a domestic partnership with Louis Anderson.
That's smart, dude.
Yeah.
Clout. Get some clout off your man.
Oh, of course. He'd be the lady, of course.
Nah.
Yeah.
You'd be the girl. You'd be a girl. You'd be such a bitch.
Yeah, just like come in with shopping bags,
mm-hmm,
from like expensive stores.
You spent the day on Rodeo.
Yeah.
I got Supreme. Louis, I got the new Supreme drop. And he's like, just stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a kid.
I'm putting you on an allowance.
I'm putting you on an allowance.
Let me kiss your body, Adam. It's time for body kisses.
That probably, his dick
put
probably
your dick
hard
in between my teeth. Put your dick in between my teeth.
Yeah, shout out to Louis Anderson.
Mm.
This is a pretty good. Did he have a cartoon?
He did. Yeah. Life with Louis.
That was a lot like the Bobby's World.
That show sucked dick. Yeah, Bobby's World Superior.
Bobby's World is great.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to fuck his mom.
Totally wanted to fuck Bobby's mom.
Mm.
Fuck, my stomach hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hurting again.
I have...
You might need a nap.
Gas-X. You
keep
it?
Offering Gas-X.
Because I'm trying to help.
I have Pepto-Bismol.
How'd that Pepto help? That off-brand Pepto?
Stop acting like you're too good for off-brand Pepto.
Pepto
when
tastes
it comes to stomach,
so good.
When it comes it's to awesome. Stomach stuff, you can't cut corners.
What do you mean? Why is that cutting important. Corners? It's the same shit, you dumbass.
How's it working?
Pepto's not better than generic Pepto. You're a slave to the fucking the brands, brother.
Pepto Dixmol.
Pepto Dixmol. That's your favorite medicine, Ian.
Sure. No.
It is.
No, it's not.
A lot of people told me it is.
Don't say it.
Bunch of people have.
Shut up, man.
Your mom told me.
Gail.
Gail told me.
She says hi, by the way.
Your friend Frank.
Huh? She says hi, by
tell
the way.
Tell her I say hello.
She says you need to come back down for another dinner.
I'd love to. We had a great steak and fucking lobster tail dinner at Ian's house.
In Delaware.
Oh, home cooked.
Yeah, home cooked by Gail herself.
Wow. Yeah. That's really nice.
It was a nice night.
A surf and turf.
It was a surf and turf.
Wow.
Very expertly cooked, too.
Shout out to her.
Compliments.
Really
my compliments.
Nice.
Yeah, Gail told me. Who else told me? A bunch of people. Luke Moniz.
Fuck.
Luke?
Luke told me, yeah.
My friend Luke.
Your friend Luke? No. Brandon Sagala told me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep, a lot of people.
They're all lying.
Everyone
good,
told me,
I have
dude.
A good penis.
No. Well, they didn't say anything about your dick. They said your favorite medicine is Pepto Dick Small. They didn't technically say your dick is small, but we can all, you know, we can all fucking extrapolate from there. Fuck. I might need to just lay down for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then shit again.
I passed out briefly while we were watching.
I know. I was jealous. I was
30
hearing,
Rock.
I was hearing you snoring and I was jealous.
Was I snoring? It might have been the dog.
Dude, stop. You missed a good time last night when we saw Shooting Star.
Yeah, you told me about it.
And oh, we said it on the
I didn't
pod.
Give a fuck and then.
We,
I don't give a fuck now.
And then we lit a nice fire. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Ah, who gives a fuck?
It was nice to be in nature.
I was high as shit on the couch watching Scary Movie 2.
I know.
As God intended.
Oh, so for the listeners at home, let's...
Yeah, it's January?
It's...
Or late December? I think it's January.
Is it January?
Happy
December.
New Year.
It's January 2nd.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. We just celebrated my birthday on December 31st.
Yep. We all held Ian down and fucked his mouth.
Yep.
As
per
his
gift
orders.
I ever got.
Don't be afraid to be rough.
Yeah. This is what I wanted. Nick, tighten up the rope on my hand.
I love Ian doing Indian impression. Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone. 2022, what are you guys' New Year's resolutions?
Oh, I got a lot on the list this year.
Let's hear them.
I'm gonna work on self-esteem and self-respect.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
I'm really going to turn a corner on that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good goal for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna touch rim.
Look at Mark Wahlberg. More peace, more grace.
Yeah.
That's yes. Awesome. That's
remember
what
that?
This
remember
world
that video?
Needs.
That like the yeah, Instagram yeah, video. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg. He's like, for Lent, I'm going more peace, more grace.
Not giving anything up.
Yeah.
Not doing the traditional thing.
Yeah. Touching rim. I think
you'll never touch rim.
What kind of rim?
A basketball rim, actually.
No gay shit.
Yeah.
No gay shit 2022?
Oh, that's Adam.
Is that your resolution? Yeah. So you want to be a bigot in 2022?
No, quite the opposite, in fact.
Mm. Uh-huh. What else? What's the opposite of being a bigot?
I don't know, being an
egalitarian. A smallet.
Egalitarian.
An egalitarian?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking it.
Jussie Smollett, the opposite of a bigot.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was, yeah, that was the first clue. That guy was trying to pull a fast one.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Smollett.
Yeah.
And the anti-bigot. Has anti-bigotry gone too far?
Might have.
Has anti-racism gone too far?
Has Smollettry.
Maybe.
Now it's like you can't even be a racist at all. They want to make racism, they demonize racism.
Right. They're being racist to the racist.
Well, my kids, they're white, and they cry.
Yeah, it's me too gone too far. Now you can't rape anybody. So a beautiful actress?
Touch a
if
woman.
There's anybody you're going to rape, it's going to be a beautiful actress. that's the one you should be allowed
you
to.
Think
a
I've
grandmother won. Going to buy groceries? Yeah, don't rape her. But Selma Hayek.
What I become a producer for?
Yeah.
I don't like movies.
You
want
to tell me Harvey Weinstein did
movies
something
are gay.
Wrong? Look at him. What's he supposed to do? Charm them? That guy's supposed to they're supposed to get wet looking at him? You got to use a gun. That's the way the world worked for millions of years. The dinosaurs was doing that. The T-Rex, he had tiny arms.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So he got big teeth so he could bite a bitch.
Right.
Instead of holding a hand.
Uh-huh.
And that's Harvey. And it's me sometimes. Not really.
Not really anymore.
Yeah.
But it is fucked up.
Me personally, I'm gay, so I don't have to worry about that shit. I just tell people how to live their lives.
Yeah. How about you, Ian? What's your fucking New Year's resolution, man?
Oh man, to
to try not to take anything for granted, to enjoy the friendships and love I have in my life.
That's awesome, man.
And to try to make today better than yesterday, so tomorrow will be better than today.
It's funny how, like, because the people that actually do that never think in those terms. They just enjoy their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, you see a guy who's like happily married, and they has a job he's okay with or whatever, goes on vacation. You're like, so do you like live in the moment? They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. I just go to work.
Yeah, it's the people that are like, you know, spent their last dollar on heroin. They're like, I'm trying to live in the moment. Well, just be grateful for the things I don't have.
Take it one day at a time.
Yeah, and I believe in you. For me, it's double the bread, double the head every year.
Mm. Nice.
And yeah. I think we can do it this year.
I believe in that.
Actually, I don't know if we can.
Mine's eat pussy, give head till you're dead.
Well, you just kind of copied mine. Put a different spin on it.
I remixed it.
You've had a whole thing. You already went.
I said my phrasing. Uh-huh. Your phrasing is that. Mine is, you know, tomato, tomato.
Eat pussy, give head till you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it. I don't want to die.
Mm.
But I guess I will, in a macro sense, be giving head till I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to eat pussy well into my golden years.
Yeah, well, that you can do forever.
Yeah.
Especially once your teeth fall out, then you're a fucking
good
king.
To go. I'm gumming that shit.
Yeah.
I have like a hydraulic lift.
Can you imagine how much easier it would be if you could use your gums?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. You'd be the throat
I put
goat.
A mouth guard in.
Throat coat. I put...
<That's great. laughs> just delighted that. By I've these common phrases.
The throat goat.
Never heard of
especially
that.
When you're old too. It's you're you know, old woman or pussy will just fall out completely.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So you can suck it like a dick. Yeah. A lot easier.
About time.
Yeah. Finally, you
I've
old
been
bag.
Being straight my whole life to finally suck something like a dick without being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my chance. Putting an old lady's pussy in like a pho bowl.
What are we doing for lunch? Cinnabon?
I don't know, man.
Maybe find a mall by here and go to an Auntie
Anne's. I would get Sarku Japan.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Sarku.
if we're talking malls.
Get some Sabaros.
I don't fucking know, man. I need to just fucking...
You can Sarku my dick.
We have a...
you can Sarku mine, though.
See
with
later.
Double
I
meat.
I already said it.
You can Sarku my dick with double chicken teriyaki.
Yeah, I got some thank you free sample right here.
Yeah, I got the free sample. You're going to keep walking around a couple times to get it. No, two or three times.
No, sir. That's what yes, you're you going to do.
No, you're going to do that,
the only
actually.
Reason you're not going to do it is because it involves walking.
Exactly. I'm the one getting sucked.
You're going to somehow have one of the wheelchair shopping carts in the mall.
And I will. I will be doing
from
that.
From the grocery
that's
store.
What you will be sucking
I'm
going to
put on different
in.
Costumes so I won't be recognized each time.
Smart move.
That's I feel like it's got to be a hack bid, but it's very funny that they have those motorized shopping carts in there that it's like... You like, you know, because you just show up and you're like, hey, did you suddenly realize you're severely handicapped?
Yeah, you got here somehow, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. Are you just completely fucking immobile? Mm-hmm.
Did somebody put you in the front part of a fucking bulldozer?
Yeah. Well, you're so tired from getting there that once you're there, they're like, take a load off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just ride in
take
this
a
car.
Load off, bitch. Suck my fucking dick. Take a load off and suck my dick, Annie.
not even blow a load on Annie.
No, no.
Yeah, take a load off, fucking whore.
That's
a fuck hurting.
Suck my fucking dick, Annie, you fucking bitch.
Look out, Virginia. Fuck you.
Suck on my nuts.
Suck my dick, you fucking
bitch. Virginia, you fucking whore.
Fuck you, Virginia.
Suck on my... Now it's a different one.
Yeah.
Suck on my fucking dick. Virginia, you fucking whore. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I wonder if...
Okay, I love you.
Nice. Yes.
Nice.
Ian brought gay playing cards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this Marlboro is his version man. Of the sexy lady playing cards is the cowboy playing cards.
The Marlboro man. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get those?
This comic.
The book fair.
Do you know Michael Lair?
Oh, yeah. We got to go back to that book fair.
Yeah.
Do you know Michael Lair?
That sounds familiar, actually.
He's a comic with ALS in the wheelchair.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
A you long schlong.
Mm-hmm.
That's ALS. What ALS.
ALS. Mm-hmm. A long schlong. Yeah. He's got a long schlong.
He's constantly running over it.
We're doing that ice bucking challenge for all those big dick guys.
Bigger dick, smaller for you.
We are shrinking our cocks the way we wish modern medicine could stop shrink these people's cocks.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, you know, because the dick bigger surgery probably won't ever exist.
Not in our lifetime.
Now, if you can do vaccine,
so I'm over it. I don't need a big dick anymore.
Yeah, nobody. You don't really need any kind of. Once your body hurts all the time, you're like, I don't really want to change anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to wait to die.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing about Harvey. He never stopped trying.
Yeah.
To get his dick.
To make his dick bigger.
They have
the hubris.
He flew too close to the sun.
Yep. They have make you taller surgery.
Yeah.
We covered it.
You have?
Oh, I know, pal.
Yeah, we all know, Ian.
We know about this.
I don't give a fuck. I'm comfortable in my frame.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
In my gorgeous little frame.
That'd be funny if you...
Sorry. I thought that was my dick.
If you got it and then your legs, you just had like chicken legs.
Dude, it's so that funny watching those videos. Yeah. Seeing the guys
look like
around.
A big old lollipop walking around.
I wouldn't want that.
Walking around like a goddamn lollipop.
One of the things God blessed me with is having... thick legs.
Yeah.
A fat guy with those skinny ass legs looks weird.
Well, that's from when you get fat later in life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not interested in that. I got that.
No, you've been OG
life,
fat.
Whole life obesity. Fat.
You were training.
I'm Bane. Yeah. I'm honestly Bane.
Oh.
And every fucking fat cocksucker now with a skinny ass legs is Batman.
The mask is just five straws going to like, like a soda machine.
Yeah, different
the different syrups.
About cherry Coke.
I've got a, just
orange flavor.
Of just cherry Coke concentrate.
You know, the first time I saw the Coke freestyle machine.
You in charge?
What?
That's Bane.
Oh yeah.
Show me your penis.
Show me your penis.
I'm gay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gay. Let me see your penis.
Batman. Batman.
Dude, nothing.
I'd love to fuck Alfred.
We should have stopped doing this show after the Batman.
Dude, the Batman episode is the best.
Yeah. I just remember riding my bike home, like almost falling into traffic.
That
laughing
really was.
About Commissioner Gordon, just like cold with a cup of cum.
Come eat Senator Gordon.
Where the hell is Batman?
Recorded, actually. You know what? Recorded in Aldous's bedroom.
Yeah,
at the time.
I was out of town.
You were out of town.
Yeah.
So interesting.
It sounded like a really fun time.
Ever.
What do you mean?
Classic.
kind of luck of the draw.
Must have been kind of
could have been one where I was there.
I'm just
kind of just random. Random how that works.
Just an interesting little factoid to know. Kind of
that was such a fun run. Two race.
Yeah. Two race was great.
Two race brain. The lure.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to say it or not?
Is he saying it?
What? Can I say it?
Yeah.
It's not technically the word, but it's pretty close.
Poison HIV.
Don't say it, Batman.
But it looks okay.
Yeah, poison HIV.
It's a song.
Mm-hmm. The Cock King.
Yeah, how much time we got left? Should we just listen to that and react to it?
We have 13 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. Should put that on the wire.
It's time to punch out for the fucking
throw that on the wire. This is a 2022 treat for you guys.
Yeah.
We are going to listen to a bit
to
when the show was good.
2018. Mm.
we are going to react to it.
You guys make so much money. You make so much fucking money.
Shut the fuck up if you want to get paid.
Hey, shut up. Yeah.
Don't make us revoke your pay for insubordination. Elders, don't give him a ride home. He's got to figure it out himself.
I'm going to write him up.
You know who also makes a lot of money, though, is Elon Musk. He makes probably
you
a billion times more than
you hear
we
that,
do.
Ian?
And Tesla used to be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's he make? Fucking gay-ass electric cars?
Yeah.
And he made there's three of them?
They suck dick. They explode.
Yeah, nothing's changed. They've looked the same they did fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little South African.
Yeah.
The only South African I need, sitting right in this room right
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I need.
Appreciate
or
that.
Or like some bitch with huge tits. Yeah. It's like blonde or some shit.
Yeah.
What about
South that? Africa? What's that? They're like, y'all want any bananas?
Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah. Adam, isn't that what it's like?
Hey, y'all got any bananas?
Yo, it is like that. It is.
Is that really what it's like?
No. Yeah. No.
I would have guessed.
I reckon it's time for a banana. Okay.
They have other fruits. Yeah, there you go. They have other fruits there.
I reckon it's time for some bananas and coconuts.
Uh-huh.
Maybe being afraid of getting your picture taken.
Is that an African
partner?
That just sounds Amish.
Partner, don't you level that camera at me. Reckon this feller's fixing to steal some souls. Not here in South Africa. Maybe up in Yankee Africa. With all them all them Stonewall Africans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's like, I guess.
Well, yeah, we're good old boys down there. You know, we used to have pride.
Just some good old boys eating bananas and coconuts.
Okay. And other stuff.
And other stuff, but name one thing. Name one fucking thing.
Beef, probably.
Yeah, beef. That's specific to Africa.
I don't know. They did.
They eat something called fufu, I believe.
Fufu.
It's fubu.
No.
For us, by us.
Just a good old boy. Sucking. I don't. You know why I don't know?
Sucking penis. Because
I'm
fun.
Not. Adam, you should know. You know what they eat in Africa. I don't.
I mean, in
Vegemite.
South Africa is like a. It's a pretty diverse country. There's like a lot of different foods.
Like what?
There are a lot of people from South Asia.
I'm worried I'm getting a plantar wart on my hand, and I already dug it out with a knife.
There's curries.
And now it's, but I think it's. I'm hoping this is just a scab.
Because I don't really like Ethiopian food. It's too paste, too much paste
that's,
for me.
That's a totally different part.
You ever get that shit?
I know it's a different part.
A wart on your hand?
I know where the fuck it is, Adam.
Yeah, I used to when I was a kid.
Yeah, you get it as a kid, and then you never do as an adult.
I got one right here. That's my skull.
I've never gotten that.
I never know.
I guess my dick is too hard for that kind of stuff. Thank you for your silent agreement.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, you guys couldn't see, but everyone was nodding very hard.
I went to American Legion Hall one time.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, they have like an in-house bartender.
Have a good
old
night.
It was an old
out.
Woman with just warts all over her hands. And she like would open the beer and hand it to you.
Ugh.
And that's when I stopped drinking. That's when I got sober. Like very similar to Scary Movie 2.
Chris Elliott's hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary Movie 2.
Mashed potatoes are almost done.
That was very funny.
That was awesome.
What is this thing?
I think it's just a
placement.
I think you put like a hot pot on it.
Graf Lance. That's what it says in the back.
Graf Lance.
Probably the brand. Okay.
Oh, is that what it is? Do you think that's what the name on the back of this thing is?
Maybe
the brand?
The owner of the Airbnb. I don't know. They could put their name
He's
on
like
it.
He's like the Weimar general.
Graf Lanz.
Graf Lanz.
Graf Lanz.
Graf Lanz.
Oh, fuck, dude. Go ahead. Graf Lanz is he's having sex, I guess.
Oh, graph your penis into my ass.
I want to graph your penis.
Yes. Yes.
What if I graft his glands?
I need to graft it. Yes. Put it on my chin so I can have a little snack.
What happened to that thing they were working on where it's like for burn victims? It's just like it's like basically like a. Like an airbrush with skin cells in it.
Oh, shit.
You ever see like that technology?
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You get just your fucking, foreskin back.
Yeah.
By the way.
Wasn't that what stem cells?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. We got to get that stem cell shit going.
Yeah. So we can really turn
I'm actually excited about that. I mean, I don't know shit about it, but however they made the coronavirus vaccines, I guess they can.
mRNA
like,
shit?
Yeah, I guess they can like potentially use that to basically cure
Make your dick harder?
Almost anything.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't know how the fucking shit works, but it like tells your body to do something rather than just being like a looks like a virus sort of thing.
Oh, it gives you a little bit of the virus thing?
Yeah, well, it's not
but
one
I
of
think
those.
That's what it is. Why don't
no,
you get
it's not.
Sick?
It tells
you get sick from it, though.
The vaccine?
Yeah, for like
but
a day.
How the vaccine works is it makes your body make the virus or make a part of the virus.
Makes
so it's not actually the virus itself. It's instructions that makes your body make the part of the virus, and then the body like attacks that thing that your body made.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
interesting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you think it could solve diseases, but not
I don't
COVID.
I mean, I can't even understand like fucking popular science articles about how airplanes work. So it's but they like I guess potentially like
that'd be sick.
They can make it like you can make your body make cancer cells that are like the immune system would recognize that are like specific to like the whatever tumor you have.
Mm-hmm.
So then the body will, like, recognize,
this is some fucked up shit.
Yeah, because I think the problem with cancer is your body doesn't, like, because it's your own cells are just fucked up.
And chemo just kills everything, including the good shit.
Yeah.
Well, but they're not going to do that because there's no money in the cure.
That's true.
Nice. Okay,
Ian, there's no money in the cure.
No money in the cure.
No money
in the
cure. That is the name of the special.
Insurance is in case
shit. Does Chris Rock have any other famous jokes?
Are you quoting the...
There's no money in the kill.
Yeah. Does he have another joke about the two different... There's two kinds
there's
of...
There's two different kinds of people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are they?
Black people.
And I'll do the button.
And not going to say it.
No, just say it and I'll beep it.
Come on, say it.
Oh, I'll say it and you'll beep it. Yeah. That is what will happen.
Yes,
you got the beep. You don't trust
he's
your
got
friend.
The beep. He's going to help you out with a
this
little
is
beep.
Ian, this is a trust fall. This is a career trust fall.
Was that from the movie where he comes where he
that's
comes
what I understand.
Back as
you'll
a
have
fat white guy?
Unprotected sex with a prostitute you don't know.
Right? No.
In
I've
an
never,
alley.
I've never
but
had.
Your dear friend, you won't even just.
I've never had unprotected sex with a prostitute or a man.
Okay. You want a ribbon?
Do you think that's putting that out there?
Yeah, you want a medal. A certificate, maybe?
A scout's merit badge.
But with a woman you have.
Yes. In monogamous relationships.
Okay, respect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of homophobic of you.
It is homophobic of you because you kind of say you're saying men
you're
and
saying
prostitutes.
No, because I've never dated.
Stop! Would
a
you
man.
Say that you're in an eggnogamous relationship?
Eggnogamous.
Whatever. Too late.
Eggnogamous.
God damn.
I don't like eggnog, so no.
You look like you do.
Nice. Nick's joke. Nick's joke, but shittier.
The joke that I fucked up. Yeah.
That's the thing. Ian doesn't leave any scraps on the table. You know what I mean? He's the dog.
He's a vulture.
You might have missed that home run, but Ian got a little bunt off
Native
it, you know
American
what I mean?
Comedy.
He is, yeah. He's the comedy scavenger.
Mm. Yep.
The vulture. The bit vulture. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the bit garbage man. I don't know. I have to think about it. One of those, though. Okay, my dick is small. Fuck, dude. I gotta. Something's up with my guts.
Yeah.
What do they got? Noodles or something around here? Something maybe rice based?
Yeah, what we got?
I think I saw
foliage.
Sorry.
Whoa.
What was that?
That was fun.
It's Adam's, the music he listens to.
That's cool.
Adam's cool.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Man, this girl was sucking my dick so good the other day.
Ooh.
She would tell me, just let it go. Just let it go, man. I just ran off all in her mouth.
I'ma get my cheap on while she suck my dick on. Like a chichon.
What?
On like King Kong. I'ma get my cheap on while she suck my dick on. Eyes like a chichon. Hard on like King Kong. Put your dick in her mouth. Give me head till I'm dead. Put your dick in her mouth. A player get her, take a little slut the crystals. I be fucking on they mama, then I'm going for they sister. Treat them hoes like I'm their father, but you know a nigga oughta make them hoes bring me they check or whoop they ass like Jerry Lawler. Yes, we post to dig them, drop a draws and take the licking. When I'm on the yellow surf, I like the fuck off in the kitchen. Got a bitch with one big hole, they called up one of my rolling roadies. Food, this girl is always down when the party start to rolling. Freak bitch, geek bitch. Everybody need this. Let us suck your balls, swallow all, but don't kiss. Never last long, so enjoy it for the moment. Who's next in line, nigga? Come on in and bone it. Hit it from the back, for the side, hit a moaning. I'ma get my cheap on while she suck my ding dong. Eyes like a chichon, hard on like King Kong. I'ma get my cheap on while she suck my ding dong. Eyes like a chichon, hard on like King Kong. Put your dick in her mouth. Give me head till I'm dead. Woo! Put your dick in her mouth. Give me head till I'm dead. Woo! Put your dick in her mouth. Give me head till I'm dead. Put your dick in her mouth. Give me head till I'm dead. Some they like the
to suck the helmet. Some they like to lick the side. Some they break out with the eyes. Some lace it with the coke line. Some they look in your eyes. Some they turn around and hide. Don't sing in this the first time. All the best they suck it kind. Some bitches enjoy the taste. Some they squirt it in their face. I like the mouse like a tunnel. Fucking with that bitch's tonsil. Some they eat pussy too. Some do him and do you. Some can eat the whole pipe. Some they gagging all
see,
night.
See, first I'm gonna buy me a cold 2 liter to mix with about 7 ounces of pink purpleina. And then I'm
this is a song for guys that like getting their dicks sucked. That's something you may be into. You might relate to.
Yeah. That's a good song.
Yeah. It is a good
song. Should we play it again?
The stop theme.
Oh, we don't even have to, pal.
Oh, really?
That's a good dance.
Okay, I love you.
We got that guy here.
Oh, there's another good one.
Should we set the Guinness World Record for longest...
Stop saying it, Nick.
Nick!
Nick, stop saying
Nick.
It. Chill out.
Nick, take a breath.